right, let's talk Derrick Henry here.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
One free Blizzard per day. What's your sales pitch to him?
Sales pitch to Derrick Henry.
Because his agent's sales pitch might be $15 million. So then what do you counter with as your sales pitch?
Oh, wait. How much? No, I'm just talking about in
general. The whole thing, yeah.
All right,
everything.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
To me, he is the type of guy. He definitely, King Henry, he's loved here. He's beloved. He knows it. He could come back and run this town. And and that matters. And the money matters. But here's the number one selling point. Do you want to win? And I think the Tennessee Titans are so very close with a couple pieces that need to be plugged and played. But do you want to win? We were one half away. And honestly, without that Patrick Mahomes play, we were closer. Without the run, we were closer than that because that broke our dam.
Didn't you just know it sitting there during halftime?
I hated it. Like, I hated it. Yes, I hated it because it would have been so key to have them kick a field goal there and go in tied at halftime. Yep. But anyway, we're a half away. We were 10 points up against the AFC champs going to the Super Bowl. Do you want to win? And where will you get a chance to win? We have 5 offensive linemen coming back. Now, I realize Jack Conklin may not be under contract. He may go get the money, and good for him. I love that dude. But we have the Undertaker.
I can see that happening.
We have the Undertaker.
I'd be surprised if he's back.
Yeah, we have the Undertaker there. We have a solid line, and we're going to get you a quarterback. Where else would you want to go? You're surrounded by young talent. What are you looking for? We're going to give you the number. You have it all in front of you. And the only thing that I can think is he wants to be in a bigger market, which, why? You just won the rushing title. You are the man. You are King Henry. You have all the individual stuff, all the team stuff, and now you have a chance to win.
This is music for you to pitch to.
You have a chance to win, bro.
So you've
got to come back.
You've got music playing?
Come back.
Yeah, that's the effect.
Get you some 30 carries per game. Run behind this offensive line. Surrounded by these wide receivers. We're going to get you a quarterback. Maybe number 12. Maybe number 17. Who knows? Who
Doesn't
knows?
Matter.
Who
Either
knows?
One.
You don't get your money. You going to be King Henry. You going to get you another rushing title. And then you going to get you a Super Bowl champion. He's so stupid.
Sold.
Barbarian.
Oh my gosh, you guys are.
I think you just sold him.
Put a quarter in this machine today, okay? Season is over. I'm very sad. It's raining.
If Kern's listening in Orlando with the app and he's next to Derrick Henry, I think I think you just sold him.
I forgot. With the best special teams unit in the league, Brett Kern.
I need to bring your guy Milton back, though, the stapler. He was the coverage king.
Oh, he was good.
He's another one of the free
agents. Hey, how about Greg Joseph?
Well, what about
him? Asserting his dominance, not with his 2-for-2.
And making a field goal.
Sure. Yeah, sorry. Not with,
no doubter.
Not, wait,
a
one
really
for
short
one?
One.
Not with his field goal. He got a tackle on the kickoff.
Oh.
Of course he did.
And the announcer, well, the announcer, well, Romo was
too.
Like, and the tackle by...
Right.
Greg Joseph? I was like, that is how you assert your dominance. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Our buddy Aaron Solomon also reminding in your King Henry pitch that there's no state income tax here in Tennessee.
Just ran out of time. It hit that dramatic pause. So he just had to finish the rant.
He's going to get his number. His agent can work that out.
Yeah.
It's going to be up there. So I think that'll be apples to apples across. When you think about what do you want, and as a guy in his position, I wouldn't know. I mean, he's got all the cards. The deck is stacked. He can do whatever. But you have a chance to win and win right now. Mm-hmm. And his style of play doesn't fit everywhere. Let's just be honest with that. It doesn't fit everywhere.
Right.
Right,
it takes me 20, 25 carries to get going, you know, or that's what I need a game,
yeah.
30 carries a game.
That style is not in a lot of systems right now, especially with
run
the pass
the
happy. There's no ground and pound out there like this Tennessee Titans offense was, you know, the last 6 weeks. So anyway, what are you looking for? You looking for the individual stuff? Guess what? You're King Henry and you're beloved. You are the man in this town.
And
you want
obviously
the money.
Have a suit maker who you really like.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been looking
well,
sharp
yeah,
the
he
last
has.
Couple
he
of
has.
Trips here.
That's right. So he's got it all. Now, one, the last thing, the last piece of the puzzle is you have a chance to win. This is how good teams are built. You know, you start progressing, you start building, and now we just got to build on next year. We built on last year to this year. Now we just got to build on it again and plug in a few more pieces, keep the core together, re-sign our leaders. I think Logan Ryan's a big signing this offseason. Mm. Let's put this out there real quick before I got to go. What he and Kenny Vaccaro and Kevin Byard did in that defensive backfield on the back end of our defense was unbelievable to watch. It was so much fun watching those guys fly around. No, you make a play. I'll make a play. We're going to make a play. Everybody. And pretty soon they're one of the most dominant, most physical secondaries in the league. It was so fun to watch. Anyway, re-signing Logan Ryan's huge. You have a chance to win here immediately. And that's a huge selling point, I believe.
There you go.
What's your blood in the water? Did you figure it out?
Yeah, I got it.
Which one?
It's plus. It's plus 125. It's a little creative. Okay, a little creative. But I need to go money line parlay. Okay, Lakers and Mavericks. 100 plays 125. That is an underdog bet. I'll have a better research pick next week. However,
Lakers and Mavs.
But however, they're giving away free money. Money line, parlay, Lakers, Mavs tonight.
So Lakers a 5-point favorite and Mavs a 4.5, but when you parlay them, then you're underdog.
That's right.
I got you.
Got to win them both.
Okay.
It qualifies. I told you I was going to get a little outside the box because I need to go back to the drawing board.
National Street Dancer. Mark needs to team up with Pat McAfee and do WWE promos. That was gold.
Especially with the music, man. JT is always on point.
He is always on point, man. That sly devil. He's a sly dog.
All right. Well, you can tell that sly dog goodbye. Let's give your real estate address one more time. SoldByMarianne.com. It is actually you. You will help people. It is you who will answer phones, emails. It is you who is on the other end of that. Don't be fooled.
That's right. Put me to work. We have the resources and systems in place. And like we talked about earlier on the show, if you missed it, I freaking love it. I love it. I love real estate and I love helping you buy or sell, pick up an investment. Put me to work, soldbymarianne.com. I appreciate you. I love you, boys and girls. Thanks for letting me do my dream job, and I will see you guys next week.
We'll hit you with headlines when we come back. And Jason Swain talking Vols at 5:30. It's 3HL on 104.5 The Zone. 104.